Ben Cameron is down in the Freo rooms with a special guest.
I have Michael Walters with me. Michael, how did you see tonight's match?
Yeah, I thought it was a positive for us going forward. All we wanted to do was work on our improvement, try and get better. We just wanted the Lockie Wellers, the Connor Blakeleys to get out there and just improve against quality. And we felt we'd done that. We felt we competed as much as we could. And at the end of the day, Geelong were just too good for us.
We thought that your pressure was absolutely exceptional early on in the game. It was probably the best we've seen you guys set up defensively. Where do you think it ranks in how you've, I guess, set up defensively this season?
Yeah, I suppose, that's what we went into the game to improve on. We wanted to work on our pressure, especially in the forward half, and I feel we've done that. The third quarter let us down a bit, late, but we felt that, in that last quarter, it was a positive. We got back to improving on what we needed to improve on.
Was it just a lack of composure there in the fourth quarter that cost you? You had a number of opportunities that you couldn't quite capitalise on.
Yeah, I mean, we got told to build the ball, but, we feel we're out and we try and run as hard as we can. We try and get the ball going forward when really we needed to be more composed and more, kick it around, because we know that Geelong like to sit back shoulder and they like to zone off on you. They have quality defenders, so we can't just keep going out all guns blazing all the time. We need to build that composure. And at the end of the day, it's just all about chemistry. We need to build that chemistry back up as we did the last couple of years, and hopefully the younger boys can come along with us.
I'll send you upstairs. One of your ex-teammates, Luke Woosh McFarlane, Peter Bell, Adam Papalia and Mark Reddings.
Son.
Yeah, go for it, Luke.
Sorry, Peter. Luke McFarlane here, mate. I was just listening to your comments about the Geelong defence, and we were noticing that up here. Did you feel that the forward line lost a bit of structure at times? It seemed like you were getting sucked up into the contest and allowing the Geelong defence to zone back.
Yeah, we did. Geelong are a quality midfield, and us smalls, we're so used to pushing up to pressure that we're pushing up, but our man's going to sit off us. So it's something that we need to work on. It's something that we're going to go over and in the meeting and go through pretty quickly.
Did you do anything different with the start? Obviously, it's been well publicised, Sun, that the start over the previous couple of games has been very poor, but you got an absolute flyer tonight.
Yeah, well, that's it. We wanted to, quality comes out and they want to, go out all guns blazing. The last couple of weeks, 6 or 7 weeks, we haven't done that. We let them, especially last week against Melbourne, we let them jump the gun early. And, as I said, we kept it pretty simple this week. We just wanted to compete and compete from the start. And we wanted to build our brand and try and get back to where we were over the last couple of years.
Now, Sonny, I know Ross loves to talk about footwear. It did look like a few guys were slipping over there tonight.
Yeah, it did. Especially, in the main, especially down in D50, we felt that we slipped over a fair bit. But, the boys need to go back and look at their footwear. And, at the end of the day, Geelong was just way too good.
Well, Michael, are you enjoying your role a bit more in the midfield this year? Can you just give us an insight? How much time are you spending in the middle in percentage terms, you think, compared to up forward?
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying going in there, but on the flip side, over the last couple of years, I've really, built my brand working with Ballers and Pav. So, it's always good going in there, pinch hit in the midfield and help out the, the Lockie Neals and Dave Mundys. But I feel, I do my better work up forward. I'm not all about touches. I'm all about going out to play my role, and my role is putting the pressure on, and hopefully, from the pressure, a couple of goals come from it.
Did you reckon you marked that ball, that big specky that you went for? I thought you'd marked it. What
yeah,
did you
definitely,
think?
Yeah, I definitely marked it. Yeah.
Should have even bothered to ask.
At the end of the day, the umpire makes some mistakes, and we just got to go with it.
So we're claiming it, son. It will say it's a mark.
I claim it every day of the week, boys.
Nice work.
We need some sort of mark review going on.
That's it.
Goal reviews. Well done, Michael. Thanks very much for your time. Good effort tonight. Unfortunately, just coming up a little bit short, but you could probably tell the Freo fans, I think, were pretty happy with the way the side went about it. Thanks
no
for your
worries,
time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Michael Walters there from the Fremantle Dockers.
I thought he was
an exceptional season.
He is having an exceptional season. I thought he was a class above tonight in his skill. We did mention it a couple of times throughout the game. He had the 17 touches and only kicked the one goal in the end, but his ability to when he gets the ball to use it so well. He doesn't blaze away. He never wastes it. You always know something's going to happen when Michael Walters gets the ball. And one of the great moments of the game was when he was running along the boundary and just on his right foot just pulled the kick across his body and laced out Ballantyne in the middle of the ground. So exceptional skill, Michael Walters.
And going back.